This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona, my friends. Happy to be sitting in for Jesse Kelly. You can follow me on X at James T. Harris or Instagram at James_T. Harris to follow me on social media. Just happy to be here today. But you know what? I got to bring up one more topic that's kind of crazy. Let me ask you. Do you know anyone personally who suffers from Trump derangement syndrome? Jesse Kelly's producer. Do you know anybody who suffers from Trump derangement syndrome? At the mention of Trump's name, they start frothing at the mouth and just get crazy. Yeah, he said, yes, he does. I think we all might know some. There might be family members. I mean, I have very good friends. Very good friends. One of them is a minister. You mentioned Trump's name. He loses his religion. He goes crazy. I mean, stumbling, just enraged. What is that? One of my best friends who introduced me to the world of conservatism lost it. My old mentor, Charlie Sykes, used to be one of the big conservative talkers in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He got Trump derangement syndrome and just blew out his radio show. Yeah. Now he literally shows up on MSNBC sitting right next to Joy Reid. Trump derangement syndrome. You have politicians galore that's blown up the career. Look at Arizona's own Senator Jeff Flake. His hatred for Donald Trump destroyed his Senate seat. It's crazy. And you know what? It cuts across, you know, demographics. Men, women, black, white, trans. Trump derangement syndrome is crazy. We saw it when Trump was elected. Remember the pussy hat march down Washington D.C. Them angry women. Remember women, you know, when president was inaugurated, that one woman screaming, "No!" Nah! Remember people going out and howling at the moon. Crazy. What do you think is going to happen when Trump wins again? Do you think everybody's going to become all calm? Do you think everybody's going to, you know, just go back to normal? They haven't been normal. We haven't been normal since 2016. You know, back in 2016, 2017, if you were wearing a Make America Great hat again, or red hat, you literally putting your life in danger. You had grown men throwing water in kids' face, knocking the hat off of their head. It's crazy. Tucker Carlson sat down with Mark Halperin from Newsmax, and they had a conversation about this. Tucker Carlson was asking Halperin, you know, what do you think will happen? And what he said was chilling. I mean, this is something we experience every day. But can you imagine this being a permanent state? Can you imagine like fully half of the country that will start foaming at the mouth at the mere mention of the name Trump? Can you imagine that what you're seeing over on MSNBC, that hatred, that's real. That's real. What you're seeing on The View with them cackling heads, that's real. Imagine that times 10. That's what we may be looking at. God willing, Trump wins in just a few weeks.
But here we're dealing with a company
that does not, that is the head of which has aggressively injected himself into the presidential race and made it clear what his point of view is.
Oh, yes. Well, that was actually the California commissioner that was chiming in there. That wasn't Tucker Carlson and Mark Halperin. But you know what? It still works, doesn't it? Trump derangement syndrome. Here is Tucker Carlson.
A lot of Democrats, maybe the majority, believe that Trump becoming president again is the worst thing that ever could happen. So how do they respond to that?
I say this not flippantly. I think it will be the cause of the greatest mental health crisis in the history of the country. Whoa. I think tens of millions of people will question their connection to the nation, their connection to other human beings, their connection to their vision of what their future for them and their children could be like. And I think that will be require an enormous amount of access to mental health professionals. I think it'll lead to trauma in the workplace. I think there'll be some degree of
protest. Are you being serious?
100% serious. 100% serious.
He's being 100% serious. He's talking about bringing in extra psychiatrists. You're talking about probably we need to have more priests on hand for exorcisms. We're talking about a meltdown of epic proportion. And Mark Halperin, he goes into it. Why are things going to be like this?
Like, there'll be alcoholism. There'll be broken marriages. Yeah. They think he's the worst person possible to be president. And having won by the hand of Jim Comey and Fluke in 2016, and then performed in office for 4 years and denied who won the election last time, and January 6th, the fact that under a fair election, America chose by the rules pre-agreed to Donald Trump again, I think it will cause the biggest mental health crisis in the history of America. And I don't think it will be kind of a passing thing that by the inauguration will be fine. I think it will be sustained and unprecedented and hideous. And I don't think the country's ready for it.
So mental health crises often manifest in violence.
Yeah, I think there'll be some violence. I think there'll be workplace fights. There'll be fights at kids' birthday parties. I think there'll be protests that will turn violent. I hope they're not, but I think there will be some. But I think it will be more, it'll be less anger and more a failure to understand how it could happen.
A failure to understand how it can happen. That's because they're delusional. They're absolutely delusional. I mean, how could it happen? Well, it happens. We got this person in office because a majority of the American people voted for him. I should say, using the Electoral College. But see, they don't believe in that anymore. They have been actively downplaying. They've been talking up the popular vote. They don't care about the Electoral College. They don't even care to know the civics behind it. This is what I'm talking about. And this isn't anything we haven't seen before, but we were taken by surprise. You know, you got, you know, riots. You got people setting cars on fire during the inauguration. You're like, ah, this is just some crazy. No. We can expect more of that. And they'll be emboldened because the media is out there telling them to do it. You know, yesterday we played on the Jesse Kelly Show, we played Nancy Pelosi, because Nancy Pelosi, she, you know, spilled the tea by telling us exactly what she thinks. She said, basically, you know, there's no way in the world she's ever going to let Donald Trump get back in office again. That's just not going to happen. And when she said that, I mean, you're like, okay, wait a minute. She's serious. Forget the American people. Forget what they think.
You decide to win. I decided a while ago that Donald Trump will never set foot in the White House again.
Whoa!
As president of the United States.
Whoa! I decided. Well, what about the 75 million people that are voting for him? What about what they think, Nancy? I decided. This is dangerous stuff. This is dangerous stuff. And you have Mark Helper. He's saying that this is what's coming.
That their fellow citizens supporting Trump is a sign of fundamental evil at the heart of their fellow citizens and of the nation.
So they think that we're evil. They think that we're fundamentally evil. They think we're Hitler. You know, here we go. If Hitler was standing right before you and you knew that you could save the world, what would you do? This is what's behind the assassination attempts. This is what's behind trying to destroy Elon Musk. This is what's behind trying to jail and silence you. James T. Harris, sit again for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James C. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. Happy to be sitting in for Jesse Kelly today. Thanks to the generosity of friends like you, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation welcomed U.S. Army Specialist Brett Menard into a new mortgage-free smart home in Florida. Brett decided to enlist in the U.S. Army after being motivated by 9/11 and his desire to be part of something that truly matters. While on a road clearance mission in Afghanistan, Brett's vehicle was blown up by an improvised explosive device. In that instant, his life changed forever. The blast left Brett a T4 paraplegic with traumatic brain injury, compartment syndrome, and both arms unable to use his legs and severe internal injuries. He even needed a total face reconstruction because his bone and teeth were shattered in the explosion. Despite his overwhelming challenges, Brett's spirit remained unbroken because of the support of friends like you. Tunnel to Towers built him a specially adapted smart home that allows catastrophically injured heroes like Brett to live more independently. America's heroes need your help now more than ever. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. For the first 10 years of my professional life, I was a high school teacher. Yes. I taught high school history. And I was a conservative in that time. And you know what? I didn't shy away from sharing conservative principles, you know, in the classroom. I didn't try to convert anybody to the Republican Party. I was just, you know, not shy in letting them know from where I was coming from. And I was able to balance it out because my colleague, a very good friend, she was a liberal, uber liberal. She taught civics. I taught American history. They even had a mock Congress that she started. And I was the coach for the Republicans. She, of course, was the coach for the Democrats. And we at the time, we had Congressman Barrett, Tom Barrett. He came down to view it and he was stunned. He said, "This is just like D.C." Read that mock Congress into the congressional record. Big honor for my colleague. A lot of fun. That was the first couple of years of me teaching at Brown Deer High School, right outside of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I still hear from former students now and then. It is quite the honor. And they remember some of the things that we talked about, some of the things, especially when we talk about generational history, they remember these things. And, you know, whenever you see a student of yours who does well, who makes good, as a teacher, you feel a sense of pride. You had something to do with that. You know what I mean? One of my former students was on CNN last night. I saw him. I'm like, hey, I know him. He was in one of my first class as a brand new teacher. Sherwin Hughes. And guess what? Sherwin is a talk show host. Shut your mouth. Wisconsin radio talk show host. And he was on CNN last night. And he was asking, where's the Democrats or should I say, where's Donald Trump? Democrats have a plan for the black community. Hey, wait, what? What? He was on defending Biden and Kamala Harris. Yes, my former student is a liberal talk show host. Liberal.
But African Americans know you vote for a party that actually has a concrete agenda for you. The only plan that Donald Trump has for the African American community is allowing police complete immunity and giving police an hour to make things really bad. The only plan that Donald Trump has for the black community is to take away our health care by reducing and eliminating the Affordable Care Act. The only plan that Donald Trump has for the black community is suspending the Constitution. So, yes, I think it's wonderful that we have choice as African Americans who we vote for. But we know that a lot of our progress that has been gained has come through voting and voting for the right party and voting for a party that actually has a plan. And the Republicans offer nothing.
No, I feel he's doing his thing. I'm happy for him. I'm proud of him. As a matter of fact, when he first went into radio, I knew about it. I reached out and say congratulations, and at the time, you know, I was very much well known in the radio world in Wisconsin and very much, you know, not loved being a black conservative at all. As a matter of fact, we had two radio talk show hosts from Wisconsin, Sherwin, and earlier we had a guy named Earl. Earl was one of the talk show hosts, black talk show hosts, that got a chance to interview Joe Biden when he was still in a race. He also got caught editing Joe Biden's interview to make him sound cogent. He did that on behalf of the White House. Ooh, there was another talk show host out of Philadelphia that did the same thing. She got fired. Earl kept his job. Earl and Sherwin over there in Wisconsin still carrying the water for the Democrat Party. Now, Sherwin got challenged because he was on CNN with Aaron Burnett, who's a lefty. And Joe, I think his name is Pinyon. He's a Republican strategist. Now, as Sherwin was going on about how President Trump had a record low for black unemployment, he got fact checked in real time by Aaron Burnett and her guests. It was crazy.
Donald Trump still has sketches of a plan. And this is a man who was president for 4 years and literally did nothing but hurt black employment, hurt investments in the African-American community, pretended that COVID did not exist. And the other thing is Republicans in the House and in the Senate have also helped Donald Trump be obstructionist. So when my friend Joe talks about the Democrats not being worth our vote, the Republicans have offered nothing but taken us back to a time that was no good for us anyway.
We did have a record low for black
unemployment. Yeah, I would just simply say that to that point, right? I think we have to dispense with some of the talking points. Mm-hmm. Certainly, there is a fair way to interpret it and to interpret facts, irrespective of whether you're a Republican or Democrat. The fact remains, pre-COVID, we had 7 million new jobs created. We had record low unemployment for black Americans. And I think even if you move beyond, you know, all the conjecture, when you look at what black men are really moved by, they're moved by the fact that the Democratic Party is not actually treating them fairly. That you had the only black Republican man in the Senate who ran for president being called the equivalent of a slave that Harriet Tubman should have left behind.
Ooh.
And no one lost their job and not a single person was fired. And so I appreciate that Sherwin says that it's good to live in America where black men can voice their opinion independent of somebody telling them how to do so.
Yeah, you appreciate that. But my goodness, my gracious. Got his clock cleaned. But that's okay. It was a learning experience. James T. Harris sitting in for Jesse Kelly.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
You are listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris sitting in for Jesse Kelly from the great state of Arizona. I am a talk show host here in Phoenix at 550 KFYI and in Tucson, 790 KNST. October the 7th. The 1 year mark of the worst massacre of the Jewish people since the Holocaust. 1,200 Israelis were murdered and more than 250 taken hostage. The war in Israel rages on today. Israel and the Jewish people are facing attacks from enemies on all sides seeking Israel's destruction. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is on the ground providing food, shelter, and safety to those in need during the crisis. Since the war started, there are reservists, everyday Israeli citizens who have left families behind to serve their country, soldiers who have been injured and their families need support. Your gift of $150 today helps the fellowship provide food and other necessities to these families to help them survive. And thanks to a generous fellowship supporter, your gift will be matched to double the impact. Join Jesse in letting those families know that listeners like you stand with Israel. Call to make your $150 gift right now at 888-488-IFCJ. That's 888-488-4325, or go online to support ifcj.org to give. That's one word, support ifcj.org. Donald Trump was in Chicago. He was speaking to some muckety-mucks. He was talking about tariffs and the powerful effect of tariffs. You know, we have been taught that tariffs were bad. We have been taught that it's all about free trade. But I have to tell you, in the last couple of years, I've been kind of rethinking that. I think free trade has been more of a problem than it's been a help. But that's just me. And I can't, you know, get too deep into that. I need to stay in my lane. Let me rephrase things. I trust Donald Trump when he's talking about tariffs. And one of my hopes, one of my dreams, is that when Donald Trump gets back into office, soon after, dare I say it, I don't want to jinx it. I am hoping and praying that he sticks a dagger in the IRS. I pray that he gets rid of the income tax. The income tax is a badge of dishonor. When I was a high school teacher and kids were in detention, I made them read about tax history throughout the world. Very fascinating book. Taxes throughout history. You know, the Greeks, they saw an income tax, taxing your work, taxing your ingenuity, as a dishonor. They had a form of a sales tax, but they're not gonna tax you based off your ability. No, never. And that's the way America was until around 1916. Well, James, how did the country survive? It survived off of tariffs. Well, James, if we go back to tariffs, we won't be able to raise enough money to take care of all of our fiscal responsibilities. Good. That will force us to cut. James, you can't cut services. Oh, yes, you can. If you don't have the money, you'll have to cut it. Well, they'll just continue to print money. Ooh, but boy, if you're on a tariff, that kind of screws things up. Donald Trump is trying to get a tariff back in play. And I happen to think that it is the best thing that could ever happen. But if we were able to go back to the tariff, if we were able to run our country off of that and not personal income tax, maybe you could throw in a sales tax to help out a little bit. If we could get back to that, if we were able to put our money back on the gold standard, then we'd be able to compete with the BRIC nations that are already doing the same thing. We are setting ourselves up for major failure because we refuse to understand that the world has changed. It's left us behind. But President Trump is hip to this. He's hip to all of this. And that's what he was doing in Chicago. Speaking to, I believe this is someone from Barron's or the Wall Street Journal. He's supposed to be talking to the Wall Street Journal tomorrow. But he has disdain for both of them.
You're also talking about 10-20% tariffs on the rest of the world. That is going to have a serious effect on the overall economy. And yes, you're going to find some people who will gain from individual tariffs. The overall effect could be massive.
I agree. I agree. It's going to have a massive effect, positive effect. It's going to be a positive, not a negative.
Well,
Let me know how committed you are to this, and it must be hard for you to, you know, spend 25 years talking about tariffs as being negative, and then have somebody explain to you that you're totally wrong.
Ooh.
It'll have a negative. It will have.
Forty million jobs is a lot of jobs to rely on.
They're all coming back.
Those are 40 million jobs in America that rely on trade.
Are you ready? John Deere, great company. They announced about a year ago they're going to build big plants outside of the United States. Right? They're going to build them in Mexico. That's right. I said if John Deere builds those plants and not sell anything into the States. They just announced yesterday the plans. Okay. Jobs here.
Why did John Deere do that? He's not president. He did make the threat. If you move your plants overseas, when I'm president, you're not selling them to the American people. That's what he said. And look what happened. James, are you saying that John Deere decided not to go because of the presidential threat? Yeah, I am saying that. What does John Deere know that we don't know? What does John Deere know that the media doesn't know? I'm telling you, if Donald Trump, if he had not been removed, if they had not installed Joe Biden in 2020, this country would have been just magnificent. They know that. The globalists do. That's why they're trying to stop him. But listen to what he's saying here and listen to the crowd's reaction. They're loving it. He's showing the way. I don't think it was that difficult. It was made to look complicated to keep us, you know, bamboozled. Donald Trump.
The markets are looking at the fact you are making all these promises. Latest one was car loans. You're flooding the thing with giving giveaways.
But we're going to grow.
I was actually quite kind to you. I used $7 trillion. The upper estimate is $15 trillion.
People like
the Wall Street Journal, who's hardly a communist organization,
they
have criticized you on this as well. You are running up enormous debts.
What does the Wall Street Journal know? I'm meeting with them tomorrow. What does the Wall Street Journal know? They've been wrong about everything. So have you, by the way.
Ooh!
You're trying to turn this into debate.
You've been wrong.
You've been wrong on this stuff. Wall Street Journal's been wrong. You're trying to turn us into a bait. There are business people. Yeah, I'm a business person. You know what? Donald Trump put tariffs in place when he was in office. If tariffs were so bad, how come the Biden administration didn't remove them? Somebody ask Kamala that. No. If he gets in again, God willing, and they're able to implement this, he puts a team around them, they're able to implement this, he will prove all of these eggheads to be fools. And the American people will prosper for it. And you will have companies move back to this country because they're going to cut regulations like they did last time. They're not going to try to gouge the geese that lay the golden eggs. They're going to have them create more jobs. They're going to bring more of those jobs back here. At the same time, while they're removing illegals that don't belong here. Oh, there's jobs that Americans won't do. Shut your face, you elitist. There are jobs that Americans will do. And once you get the illegals out of the way, they'd be happy to return. J.D. Vance was talking about that the other day. They're talking about economics in a way that we're just not used to hearing. But when you think about it, it makes total sense because it's common sense. Common sense economics. Do I sound like Kamala Harris? Do I? Gee, I hope not. But the more Kamala Harris speaks, the dumber you realize she is. The more J.D. Vance and Trump speaks, the more you know that they know what they're talking about. The opposition is hot air, and they're running out of air and time. Godspeed. James C. Harris sitting in for Jesse Kelly.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris, sitting in for Jesse Kelly, talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. You know, the 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically at an all-time low. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, spelled C-H-O-Q, are here to help real American men take back their right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, Jesse's been taking Chalk's Vitality Stack for over 2 years now, and it has increased his strength. He told me he feels so much better. Manufactured right here in the USA, Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, focus, and mood. Maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com. Use code Jesse for a massive discount on any subscription for life. Or call or text 50CHALK3000 and say Jesse sent you. That's 50CHALK3000. Chalk's American customer service team is standing by to assist you. I want to go back to Charlamagne Tha God and Kamala Harris, their sit down. There's so much in this. And you know what? I don't think most of America is going to watch this because, quite frankly, it was geared for the black community. It was geared to clean up the mess that Obama made last week when he was chastising Americans of African descent, when he was chastising men, telling them that they had to vote for the sister. Now, at the end of the day, they do have a serious problem. I mean, when you talk about Don Lemon was doing a man on the street type thing. He was going around and he was asking black men, who they support. And he was surprised because he said most of the men said that they were supporting Donald J. Trump.
You texted me right around the Democratic convention and you said, I am talking to people and Kamala Harris has a problem with black men.
Yeah. And I told the campaign I did not hear from them. I mean, who am I for them to get back to me? But there's a problem. I went up to people just doing man on the street. And said, who are you going to vote for? Black men. And time after time after time, they said, I'm voting for Donald Trump.
I'm voting for Donald Trump. At first, people thought this was just a fluke. But it's not a fluke. I'm telling you that there is a generational split happening here. And in a very real way, the Democrats, they've lost touch, not just with black men. They've lost touch with men altogether. But to make matters worse for the potentially first black, doing that thing with my fingers, female president, I mean, she doesn't know how to talk to this generation of men. And because she doesn't, and because the Democrats can't get a plan together, this may end up costing them the election. It's that serious.
She has this kind of like caricature of black men in her head that we're just, you know, these some California potheads that are sitting there looking for a government handout.
Okay, well, she can't talk about weed.
No.
I mean, that's such a marginalization of anybody, not just black men, but I mean, just to say that you can pacify somebody with a drug.
If it were anyone else, but Vice President Harris saying, oh, okay, I need to reach out to black men, let's just legalize weed, that's all they care about.
If it were Trump, there'd be people marching in the streets.
All over the world.
Come on.
She fundamentally does not understand black men. There's a disconnection there. But even more so than that, she wouldn't know. She really wants to win the vote. She has to be able to project strength. I mean, if you look at even from a foreign policy perspective, it's been weakness, indecision, instability.
That's an interesting point, though, that strength.
Very, very, very much so.
A lot of black men, what do they want? They want to make sure we take care of our families, right? We care about the economy. We care about these issues. And we want candidates who respect us. How about you focus on what are your actual policies? I mean, we saw in the clip there just how everyone wants to talk about, oh, I was born in a middle-class family. No, tell us the details of what you're going to do to make life better right. for a lot of men around this country. And it doesn't need to be race-based anyway. I mean, we want policies that help all people. And even with and men in particular, working-class men, people who want to see a government that is not just giving them a handout.
Look, they want a handout. They had one liberal man on the street going around saying, well, don't you know that Kamala Harris is going to give you a handout? She's going to give you $20,000 so you can start a small business. I don't need the government to give me money. See, this generation sees it as an insult. You had baby boomer generation, half more Generation X. They didn't see it as an insult. This generation doesn't want a handout. They don't know what to do with this. When Kamala Harris was on with Charlamagne the God, he tried to turn it around. He tried to say, you know what? You've got Barack Obama chastising black males. When are white folks going to chastise women and white men?
President Obama was out there last week waving his finger at black men. When are Liz Cheney and Hillary Clinton going to wave their finger at white women? When are Bill Clinton and Joe Biden going to wave their finger at white men? Because 52% of white women voted for Trump in 2016. 55% voted for Trump in 2020. They all voted against their own interests. When the finger waving going to start?
See, that's a very good question, Charlamagne, the question God is asking there. And it highlights just how absolutely, utterly ridiculous it is that Barack Obama went and pointed the finger at black men. This is identity politics. But look how it's playing out. You're not going to get Hillary Clinton wagging her finger at white women. You're not going to put up with that. You're not going to get any Hispanic influencer waving their finger at Hispanic men. They're not going to put up with that. And finally, long last... you got black folks, they ain't putting up with it. Still, this was a very pointed question that Charlamagne the God asked Kamala Harris. Listen to how she responds.
Well, thank you for highlighting that. I do have the support of over 200 Republicans who worked for various administrations.
What?
Including everyone going back to Ronald Reagan, to the Bushes, to John McCain and Mitt Romney, and including Liz Cheney. And I'm very proud to have her support.
Liz Cheney.
And I believe that many of them who may have voted for Trump before are supporting me because they know the stakes are so high in terms of our very democracy and rule of law. And
so the finger wagging should start today.
Look at this.
Well, I think what is happening is that we are all working on reminding people listen what is at stake, and that is very important.
Even after Charlamagne redirected the question for her to answer, she didn't answer it. Why? Oh, she's all cool going off on black folks. But notice how Kamala Harris is not going to chastise the white Democrats. She's not going to even chastise the influencers that can influence their ethnic group. Identity politics. They continue to take a dump on black America. But a big number of them are just not taking it anymore, which spells doom for the Democrat Party. James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show. Until we meet again.
This is an iHeart podcast.